HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The World Health Organization has warned the new Omicron variant poses a very high risk globally. The warning comes despite uncertainties about its behavior that will be established only in the next few weeks. The WHO said it was coordinating with a large number of researchers around the world to better understand Omicron. Studies are underway to assess transmissibility and severity of infection, including symptoms. The performance of vaccines and diagnostic tests and the effectiveness of treatments are also being studied. Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey will step down as the CEO of the social media platform. He will be succeeded by Twitter's current Chief Technology Officer Parag Agrawal. Agrawal joined the company in 2011 and has served as CTO since October 2017. He was responsible for the network's technical strategy. In a letter posted on his Twitter account, Dorsey said he was really sad, yet really happy about leaving the company and that it was his decision. The Parliamentary Panel on Information Technology has grilled officials from Facebook. It was regarding allegations by whistleblowers Facebook's algorithms promoted hate speech in India. It was an intensive two-hour-long meeting where MPs from across party lines sought answers from Facebook. The panel's chairperson Shashi Tharoor has sought the members' consent to call Facebook whistleblower Sophie Jain to speak before the panel. The government is not considering any proposal to recognize Bitcoin as a currency in India, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has told. She gave a written reply to a specific question. The query on Bitcoin was jointly raised in the Lok Sabha by two members of parliament. The government plans to introduce a bill in the ongoing winter session to ban all private cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin is one of the popular private cryptocurrencies. The Reserve Bank of India has said it would refer Reliance Capital Limited to bankruptcy courts after taking control of the troubled financial services company. Nageshwara Rao has been named the company's administrator, the banking regulator said in a statement. Rao is a former executive director of Bank of Maharashtra. Reliance Capital is the third shadow lender to be seized by the RBI. They were Housing Finance Corp Limited and Shri Infrastructure Finance Limited are the two others.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.